broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the radio show most interested in by the members of the National Association of Broadcasters Board. The guys there at the NAB love to subscribe to my podcast. Wait a minute. You mean the one that was bootlegged? Oh, well.
They're going to be mad at you. You're going to be doing it.
They're going to be mad at me if I'm doing it.
What are you talking about, man? When are you talking? If you're on the net, if you're going to be speaking.
I'm going to go to the NAB. Yeah, I'm kidding around, sort of. Anyway, welcome to our program. Yeah, we're going to be at the NAB. I'm going to see my long-lost brother from another large mother, Bubba the Love Sponge. B.J. O'Shea from Seattle is going to be there. All of the assembled technocracy of the broadcast business will be there. And they'll be asking for my autograph again. And I will say, how about putting me on your 50,000-watt number one station? And they'll go, well, you see. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, found out that our good friends and listeners in New York City have given our show a vote of confidence. We're doing very well in terms of audience share in New York City. And I know that we do well in Los Angeles. And now, of course, the challenge is everywhere else. Anyway, welcome to our program. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. By the way, that does lead us into our affiliate spotlight, which is tonight, WWRL in New York and the great people at WXNT in Indianapolis. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. And again, this is our first night without our erstwhile producer, Jason Rance. The best of luck to you, Jace, at his new gig there in Seattle as the assistant program director. In charge of all things that, you know, assistant program directors do. He's at Cairo, right? He's at Cairo, yes. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, you guys know that the large story, and I say large story, I didn't say the big story because it was very interesting over the weekend listening to the reporting on Hurricane Irene. It depended upon where you were. Don Berman from Channel 19 News is in New York tonight. We're going to be talking with him about the reporting of the events surrounding Hurricane Irene, as well as the weather system itself. It was one of the first, I think, hurricanes to threaten New York in quite some time. I'm sure there's a date someplace that we can pull up on that. But nonetheless, it was an enormous event. And yet, at the end of the day, or more like it, at the a.m., let's say Sunday morning, people were talking in New York as if nothing bad had happened. Don Berman joins us from New York City tonight. And, Don, thanks for being with us. You are a Los Angeles news anchor, but you do national reporting. You're in New York. What's the final story, but what would you say is in the immediate aftermath of this is the story?
Well, Phil, we are very grateful that the people of New York were spared the full brunt of this storm, and we're very grateful that what we feared would be a terrific calamity here in New York City was avoided. I think it can be said that this was a storm that fortunately did not pan out to be any big deal.
Now, all right, now can I ask you something?
I know what you're going to ask me. You're going to ask me about the other states and the other cities, and this is the point that I'm trying to make to you, that the city of New York was spared. You asked me what is the final statement, the final exclamation point, the final tally on the story, and I would say to you that New York is safe. It was no big deal. And we're very, very fortunate that the great city of New York has been left untouched.
All right. Okay. And that was the thing that I wanted to talk to you about. The city of New York was spared, but other people, other states, other cities suffered greatly. There were fatalities. There was injury. There was property damage. So it wasn't all about New York.
All right. You asked me about New York.
Yes, I did.
And I told you about New York. Now you're asking me about the other cities and the other states, and my answer to you is the same, and I'll tell you why. My answer to you is that New York was spared. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because I think when we are living at a time that the economy is doing very poorly, and we want to know whether the commercial center of our nation is still functioning. We want to know whether the stock market is opened up.
And I understand that. I understand that.
Can I finish, please? Just
okay.
At a time when the commercial center, the commercial business of our country is suffering, we want to know whether the commercial center of this country is still viable and is working. And when I tell you that New York is doing well, that's what I'm saying. Now, give me your question again, because I'm not sure.
It's not so much a question as what about other people in other states? What about North Carolina? What about Virginia? There were fatalities, and it seems that there has been an emphasis on how well New York is doing.
Well, the reason why there's an emphasis on how well New York is doing is, and I'll go back to my original point, New York, and I'll be very honest with you as well. I have been in New York, and I was here for the better part of last week, as well as remaining here, because I have been in discussions with people at a couple of networks. I am very much considering moving my base of operations and my reporting from Los Angeles to the city of New York, and hopefully taking it national as well as international.
And all right, so you're back there. Were you back there job hunting, or you were back there reporting?
No, I was here reporting, but I was also, while I was here, I had lunch over at the Palms, which is over here just off of Broadway, and I had been talking to a few people. I'd been staying at the local, close to the Marriott here. And I said, well, you know, in a perfect world, maybe if I had the time, I'd love to be doing some reporting in New York. And one thing led to another, and I got hooked up with a couple of people. So it's very possible that I will be moving my base of operations to New York.
All right. And we're talking with Don Berman from Channel 19 News in Los Angeles. So so you may be reporting from New York, and I certainly hope that things go well for you in that respect. But why wouldn't you emphasize in your reporting from New York that this storm is anything but a much ado about nothing, which is what a lot of people were saying?
Well, it is. If you're in New York, it's much ado about nothing. And
are you saying that if you're in New York and you say it's much ado about nothing, that's the only thing that counts?
No, Phil, I would never. I'm not putting it like that. I'm saying to you, yes, I'm in New York City. It's the center of the world. If you want to get down to it, New York is the capital of the world. And in the capital of the world, you hope that you have that things are still functioning.
And all right, but my point is,
can I again? I'm sorry. Can I finish? Because you've interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
New York is the center of everything, and so if New York is doing well, everyone's doing well. If New York is doing poorly, everyone else is doing poorly. And you asked me about North Carolina and Virginia, and I say to you, I am so sorry about that, and also I want to emphasize to the people in New York that I will be broadcasting to that I care very much for the community.
All right, you're emphasizing this to the people of New York, but you're talking to Phil Hendry on his show, and I want to know what steps you've taken or what reporting you did about the rest of the affected areas. It doesn't have to be necessarily North Carolina, Virginia. I know that Rhode Island got hit, but Rhode Island, I think, wrote it out pretty well. We have had fatalities.
Okay, and excuse me, are you done?
No, yes, I'm done, Don, but I'm not trying to monopolize the conversation.
I think you've asked me the same question about five different ways.
I'm asking you, do you feel you have reported this storm honestly?
I'll tell you, yes, I do. I'm a reporter. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist. I am nothing unless I report the news honestly. I am of no use to anyone, least of all myself, as a professional, least of all myself. Because if I didn't come home at night having reported the news honestly, Phil, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. That's the kind of professional that I am. And I know a man, a 71-year-old man, who used to walk through the door every night and kiss his wife and say, I had a good day today. He was my mentor in this business. Bob Gibbleton.
And I don't know his name.
I think it was Bob Gibbleton, and he came home one night, kissed his wife, went into his office, pulled a 22 out of his desk.
Good God.
Yeah, and shot himself to the head because he had not done a good job that day. He had lied that day. 71 years of age, one of the most respected newsmen I knew. I can't, for the life of me, I'm trying to remember his name.
This guy was your mentor.
Yes.
And why would you not, I'm sorry, to why would you not remember his last name?
It was an unusual last name, and I loved and respected him very much. That has nothing to do with anything. The fact of the matter remains, Bob Gibbledon, and I'll call him Gibbledon if you don't mind,
In lieu of knowing what his last name is, here's a man that killed himself. Can we look that up, bud?
Wait, let me do.
Don't have that idiot do it. I'll look. What do you need to look up?
I want to know the name of the man that was your mentor who shot himself.
Are you raising your voice to me, Phil? I'm sorry if I offended you.
Yeah, it's making me a little angry because the question that I have is very simply this. Are you going to report... And you said, yes, you will, on the hurricane, honestly. And if that is the case, are you going to say that it was anything but much ado about nothing, anything but a big blow and no big story, anything but all the stuff that the New York media was saying, that it was a big and fatal storm?
You know, Phil, I'm watching you on your video, on your TV program, the video TV, and you're being very dramatic, and it was a fatal storm. I know you're playing to your audience. And
no, I'm not. You know, no, I'm not, Don. It was a fatal storm, was it not?
It was not a fatal storm. No, it was not.
Did people die?
Yes. People did not die in New York. And that's what you're missing.
Was it a fatal storm overall in the United... Hurricane Irene?
No, it was not.
It was not, even though people died.
No one died in New York.
I know that no one died in New York. I know that no one died in New York. What about the rest of the country?
No one died in New York, and you need to understand something, Phil, before you start shouting me down. New York is the capital. If in point of fact...
Yeah, I know, it's the capital of the world.
But hold on. In point of fact, New York, if we are to believe, and I believe, that there's no life on any other planet in the solar system, then you have to say that New York is the capital of the solar system. You have to. You have no choice. And if that's the case, that's the biggest city in the solar system, and that means that if New York is spared, that's the story.
So it was not a fatal storm?
No, it was not. It was not a fatal storm based upon the fact that no one in New York died.
And everybody else doesn't exist.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, and I wish that you would not put it in terms quite so dramatic.
All right, we're talking here with Don Berman.
If you're going to hang up on me, Phil...
No, I got to take a break.
Right.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Don Berman talking with us about his coverage of Hurricane Irene. And it was not a fatal storm. It was not a fatal storm to people in other states, in other communities, in other localities, because it was not a big deal in New York. It was not a big deal anywhere else. Now, I don't know, but I can tell you that, I feel that it was, part of this is the fact that he's looking for a job, or at least maybe he's found one in New York. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. If New York is safe, can we say then that this was a storm that was not a fatal storm? It was not a destructive storm, even though we know that people died elsewhere. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Steve Bozell coming up later in our program. David G. Hall coming up later in our program, and I believe Bobby Dooley will be joining us as well here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I'm talking here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. He is in New York and was there covering Hurricane Irene. You also have stated very openly here, Don, that you were in New York talking to other prospective employers.
we don't call it that. In broadcasting, Phil, we don't say I'm talking to prospective employers. In broadcasting, we say that we are, I'm going to be, it's very unfortunate that you characterized it as if I'm out looking for just another job selling furniture or something. I'm not, I'm here in New York, and I made contacts, and I will be moving my, I'm going to be moving my operation to New York, all right?
All right. Well, that I don't know what that means. You're going to be moving your operation to New York. Have you got? Have you found a job?
Again, you're insulting me. Have I found a job? What do you think I am? Looking for a lawn job or something?
No, I'm. You know, I work in broadcasting too, and I'm just wondering.
Wondering what?
You're going to go to New York. I wonder where you are going to go to work.
I'm in discussions, and that's how we do it.
Let's go to John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Sir, you're not thinking on a world scale. You sound like a small-minded, small-town boy moved to a big city with hometown pride.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from Los Angeles, so don't worry about it.
Well, I am too. And I live in Indiana. But you're saying
okay.
New York is the capital of the world. What about Hong Kong, Beijing, London, Berlin, Moscow?
No, they don't do the kind of business that New York does. New York does more business. Excuse me, sir. New York does far more business than Hong Kong. Are you kidding with Hong Kong?
What if the stock market closed down for a day? Would there not be
an
implication on the stock market?
Well, what if you got something caught in a zipper?
My family just moved to the coast.
Right.
And they went through their first hurricane scare, and they're not taking it seriously because of people like you not reporting honestly. People die.
No, what I'm saying, sorry, all I'm saying is, no, people are, would you please not say that?
Well, the man is right. People are dying.
Excuse me, but
no,
they're not.
You're not reporting.
No, they are not.
Yes, they
I'm
are.
I'm reporting
there's
on.
Some dead. And
no,
I
they're not.
Cable.
Yes, there are. Don't minimize the deaths of those people by saying that they didn't die.
I'm not saying there were not fatalities.
And by
I'm saying
not
in New York.
Reporting honestly, you're not creating the correct amount of awareness in people's worlds.
I'm that telling you, sir, and I understand your point. I understand your point. But my point is a bigger one. New York is the capital, as I said, and I'm being.
If you want to write biased articles, move to some small town where you can do it properly, where people aren't informed. People in New York aren't informed. People in L.A. aren't.
People in New York are informed, yes. And I'm saying to the people in New York, it was a storm that passed them by. I'm not lying.
But you're also saying there were no fatalities.
I didn't say there were no fatalities. I said no one died. And there's no, I said no one died.
Fatality is a death. Do you understand?
Well, that when you report it this way, I said no one.
Dictionary?
Yes, of course I do.
Look up.
And I'm trying.
Read it.
I'm trying to be polite. I'm trying to be polite. But if I was in, where? What city are you in, sir?
I live in Indianapolis.
What is it?
Indianapolis.
It's the 11th biggest city in the country.
No kidding. Well, that's the 11th biggest city. All right. So if I was in Indianapolis.
Sadly, the third biggest energy producing state in the
I bet you they have the third largest amount of sales in BIPs. You know why?
BIPs?
In BIPs, B-I-B-S. B-I-B-S, BIPs. You know why? Because everyone there eats with their hands, and it all runs down the front. And you know why?
No, they don't. In fact,
because of,
you're
proving it.
Through the government, my girlfriend and I, and we live fairly modestly, but we live well. Do you know how many people live in New York versus Hong Kong? Do you know what the square the population density is?
New York has more people.
Would be without Hong Kong, if
sir, New York has more people. New York has more people. New York has more people than Hong Kong. Okay. Wow. Get with it.
Per square foot density.
No, you're counting people that should not be counted. There are a lot of people in Hong Kong that are living on the very edge of existence. They don't count.
You know why that is? Because we treat them poorly. They treat themselves poorly. It is a way.
That's exactly right. That's right.
But you're not doing anything about it by not creating awareness. You bug me.
All right, I'm going to take a break. I thank you, John. Very good call, because I think you brought to the fore some good points.
That man, you wouldn't let me get a word in, Phil.
Yeah, I could let you get a word in, but that gentleman was saying, very honestly, yes, people have died. And you say, well, people have died, but there's no fatalities. What does that mean exactly?
It means that in the reporting that I'm trying to do, and I am, do you understand that I'm trying to get, as you put it, a job in New York? And in order for me to get a job in New York, I have to report to the people, I've got to make them feel good, and I've got to make them feel as if they can listen to Don Berman. So that's a break. I can hear music?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, take it easy, man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, back with Don Berman. Should he report that the hurricane killed people? He's not doing it. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. 876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. And forgive me, I was doing a little adjusting there on our green screen.
Phil, I've been in television my whole life. You've got a picture there of Governor Rick Perry, and he has that corn dog in his mouth. Now, I would ask your audience, I like Rick Perry. I bet you there's a lot of people in your audience that like Rick Perry. Why do you have that picture of him looking as if he is performing a sex act on a corn dog?
You're a real child, aren't you?
No, no. Phil, you're asking me a lot of questions. And
that was a big picture at the state fair, and we have it up there, and we're going to take it down. It's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about, okay?
Well, I think you're trying to make me look as if I'm opposed to people in flyover America, and I am not. I report on news that is important to people in places like Virginia. I report on news that is important to people in places like North Carolina. I report on news that is important to people in places like the, you know, the smaller cities. So I am not just an individual here trying to be trivializing the very real suffering. And I am here to tell you, please don't tell me my job, Phil. Please don't tell me.
I'm not trying to tell you your job.
But please don't tell me what to report. I'm here to tell you that people in North Carolina and Virginia, people in those places, want to know if New York is all right. They want to know that the people of New York are doing well. They don't want to necessarily concentrate on their own problems. If New York's doing well, then they're doing well.
That's ridiculous. And are you telling me they don't want to know about what's going on in their own cities?
They know what's going on in their own cities. What they don't know is how well is New York doing.
Oh, that's an asinine point of view if ever I heard one. You know, our number 877...
Whoa. What do you mean asinine?
And what is this Bob Gibbleton? You know, you're telling me...
You know what? Let's stick to one point. What do you mean asinine?
The very simple question was, are you reporting on fatalities? And you said no, and...
I said because there weren't any.
Yeah, you said there were, even though there were. So basically what you're telling me is that the hurricane was only about New York. And
it was always about New York, Phil. If you looked at the reporting...
I've looked at the reporting, and the reporting was the worst. It was the most atrocious I've ever seen in the history of reporting.
The most... Wow.
That's right.
Wow. And you expect to keep friends in this business?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What does that mean, yeah, exactly?
That's what you're saying to me. If I don't say the right things, I'm going to lose friends. I'm telling you that the reporting on Hurricane Irene was some of the most atrocious I've ever seen in my life. And not only that, I think the reaction in New York to the fact that the hurricane did not seem to hit the city as hard as it might have seemed to indicate to people that it wasn't a very bad hurricane. And you're running with that.
I'm running with what the people of New York experienced. And I'm running.
What about the people in North Carolina and Virginia?
And I am telling you, Phil, that the overall experience of that hurricane in New York, do you understand something, that New York was gearing up for this?
You're telling me a lot about New York. What about North Carolina and Virginia?
I was in New York, and my reporting is about how the people of North Carolina and Virginia feel about New York. And
so, in other words, the hurricane that was going up the eastern seaboard was about how the people of North Carolina and Virginia feel about New York.
Yeah, do they want what is... You are saying that as if I'm some kind of a, excuse the use of the word, and I'll never use it again, but I have to use it here. You're talking like I'm some kind of a retard.
Thank you. Don't ever use that word again. And yes, I am. You're right.
Oh, you don't want me to use the word, but that's really what I am.
But you're talking like a guy that is not connected to all, you know, that you don't have all your oars in the water, because you're saying that New York is the story, that the people in North Carolina and Virginia want to know what the story is, and that story is that everybody's fine in New York.
Did you see Cloverfield?
Did I see Cloverfield?
Yes, did you see Cloverfield? Did you see Deep Impact? Are you awake, and are you aware of what the fears are out there? There is a fear.
Cloverfield is about a monster that attacked New York.
There is a fear, Bill, when a hurricane hits, that there is going to be a calamity, and that it is going to be something that consumes an entire city.
And hold on, for what is that?
They got Harvey Wyman's a lawyer.
Don't interrupt me with what did you say?
You got who?
You got Harvey Wyman's a lawyer, and you did the talk about it.
All right, tell Harvey to hang on the line here for a moment. We're with Don Berman, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I know that people are afraid of calamity, okay?
Yes, and when you have a city facing something like a Cloverfield, and...
That's not what it was facing. It was facing a hurricane.
Okay, and... What's different about that?
Cloverfield is about a monster that came from outer space. That's what's different. Harvey, go ahead.
Yes, who's this? Hold on for a minute, because I've been listening to you, and I can't take it.
Who am I speaking to? I'm the guest on this program.
I understand you're the guest. This is a gentleman, Harvey Wyman. He's an attorney. He is now going to weigh in.
Was he signed on as a guest, or is he a caller?
I called the program.
He's a caller. So therefore, I still have preeminence, correct?
What is this? Is this guy kidding or something?
Hold on for a minute, Harvey. What do you mean preeminence?
I'm the guest.
You're the guest. Mr. Wireman, I know. He's an attorney.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Do you want to...
Let me... Can I say something to you, sir? Because you have been taking up a great deal of time.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm a guest on the show. I get to talk.
Is this guy a joke? Because I can hang up the phone?
No. Mr. Berman, what needs to be done here... is you need to talk clearly, and I want you, Don, to choose your words very carefully. I'm going to have Harvey Wyman talk with you. Let's go to a phone call first. We have Sandra in Virginia Beach, and I'll get back to you, Harvey, in a moment. Sandra, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Harvey is very cold-hearted. I live in Virginia Beach.
Wait,
we got hit pretty bad.
Sandra, you're talking about Don Berman.
I'm just so upset about him.
Because
we got hit pretty bad in Virginia Beach.
You're talking about me.
I still don't have power. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I still don't have power. And you're making
it seem like about you.
You're making it seem like if I don't live in New York, then nobody should worry about if we got hit bad or not. And that's not
But
safe.
Don't you care? Don't you care about New York and how well the people are doing in New York?
Well, I care about New York and how, they're doing. They should care about me. Personally, New York didn't get hit. You just said that. They're fine. But we're not. And you're acting like if we don't live in New York, then we're just pieces of crap on the side.
That's exactly what that's what I'm afraid of here, Don.
Wait, the lady said you didn't get hit. What did she say?
You know full well what the lady said. She said you didn't get hit in New York.
You see, Phil, this is the problem with this guy. He's a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass. I'm trying to understand what the lady said. Now, Sandra, this is Don Berman, Channel 19 News, Los Angeles. Have you ever seen my show?
No, and I really don't care if I never see it.
Well, Sandra, I'm a reporter. I was in New York. I had lunch with Bill Bingham and a few people.
I don't care who you had lunch with, because you just sat there a few minutes ago and said that, hey, if you don't live in New York, we really don't care. We really don't care.
That's exactly right.
No. I didn't say that. No, I didn't. No, ma'am, I didn't say it. What I said was this. I said, the people in North Carolina, the people in Virginia, they care about New York, and they want to know that New York, that we're okay. And once they know that, then we can report on their fatalities.
No
they don't.
Right. That's not right. If you're going to report on New York and tell us how everybody in New York's doing, you should tell us how everybody in North Carolina's doing, how everybody in Virginia's doing, how everybody in Vermont's doing. But you're not doing
yes.
that. All about is talking about New York.
Ma'am, I'm trying to tell you that I'm in New York. People in New York wanted to know how New York was, and I did, and it's doing fine. Then Mr. Henry said, well, what about North Carolina and Virginia? And I said to him, what about them? And he said, weren't there fatalities there? And I said, no, there were not. Yes, there were deaths, but there were no fatalities.
Well, what is the difference?
Well, can you hear her laughing? Do you hear her laughing, you see? So she's
laughing at you because you're ridiculous.
Ma'am, I'm trying to tell you this is a staple of news reporting. And
what does it mean if there's no fatalities, but there are deaths?
I don't want to cause a panic. We learned this, and you can laugh if you want. We learned it from that film Cloverfield. If you saw Cloverfield, did you see that film, ma'am?
People got killed in Virginia.
In Cloverfield.
In Cloverfield, they did. You don't care. How many people got killed in New York?
That's unreal. That is unreal.
How many people got what?
How many people got killed in New York?
Fortunately, no one.
Okay, great.
Fortunately, no one. Okay, then. And how many? Do you know how many people have gotten killed because of this hurricane?
In New York, no one.
No, exactly, no one. But there's been a total of 40 deaths.
Not in New York.
You know what? All you care
not in New York.
And all you care is that none of them were in New York.
No, but I'm just saying, isn't that good?
Thank God none of them were in New York because if anything happened to New York, then, oh, God, what will we do?
Do you know, I hate to pull this card. I hate to pull the 9/11 card. I hate to pull the 9/11 card, but you know, I think it's only right that New York didn't have any.
No, we're not going to pull the 9/11 card.
Has nothing to do with this. 9/11 has nothing to do with this. When that happened in New York, I don't know about anybody else, but we were devastated. We felt so bad for those people. So now it's their turn to feel bad for somebody else.
Well, okay, but 3,000 versus 40.
Oh, my God.
It's still bad.
All right. You asked me, did anyone die, and I said, not in New York.
That's exactly right, and that's the extent of your ability to report, Don. All you know is New York. You're in New York. You could be reporting on North Carolina or Virginia. The reason why this news story was so big in New York is because the news gathering agencies are in New York, and so they're looking at New York, and they're saying, well, look at this. We're cool. And what else? You know, this is a much ado about nothing.
Well, in New York it was.
Fine. But that's not what the storm was. It was a devastating storm. Harvey, did you want to say something?
Young lady for calling in and defending her area, Virginia Beach. Now, as far as this guy, you know, pal, if you knocked on my door selling bananas for the 4th of July, but the Labor Day, I would hurt you. I would physically assault you.
Selling bananas?
Don't ask me questions.
All right, look, let's take a break. Sandra, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Our number is 877. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
No, I want to ask, what do you mean selling bananas?
Because I can tell you right now, my friend.
What do you mean selling bananas?
I'm going to tell you if you'll shut your mouth.
You know what? You can go straight to hell. I hope you die of cancer.
Did he hang up?
I think he did, Phil, yeah.
You get him back on the line, bud.
Hey.
Boy, I tell you, you know, I was in the Marines. I don't know what. If that guy showed up at my door selling bananas, the reason why I said selling bananas is he's got to be some kind of a monkey. And that's all I got to say about it.
All right, hold on, Harvey. 877-876-PHIL. I hope you die. Oh, man. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Finish up here with Don Berman. We've got a lot to talk about, including Stephen Bozell is going to be joining us. Have you seen those ads, and I know you have, those ads that show those poor, abused animals, and they ask for a donation? Are you able to watch those commercials through? I can't. And as a result, I've never been able to get the name or the number of the agency that wants the money for the animals. We're going to talk with Stephen Bozell about that coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm sorry I hung up.
To call the
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Berman, that was uncalled for, the way that you went off the air, hanging up on the caller.
You're treating him like he's a guest. I was told I'm a guest.
I understand. And every time you're on this program, Don, you're always interested who's the guest, and you want to make sure there's a pecking order. I don't do that. Yes, you are the guest, and yes, Mr. Wireman is the caller, but he's a friend of mine.
That's what I'm talking about right there, okay? So you two guys want to gang up on me. You're going to tag team, and... Boy, don't you laugh at me.
Phil, let me grab this, Phil, because this guy, you've got a little bit of an insecurity complex, sir. Hold on for a minute, will you?
What the hell was that?
Hold on, will you? I have a...
I was talking about Cloverfield a minute ago, and you were laughing. And the noise you just made, I swear to God.
I didn't see Cloverfield. I didn't see it. I don't know what that is.
It was a monster movie.
A monster movie? Are you talking about the hurricane in New York and a monster movie?
I'm saying that one of the darkest fears that we have in this country is that New York would be attacked and destroyed. That's what I'm saying. Now, it is a dark fear that it is almost a subliminal, if you will, an archetypal fear.
And hold on for a minute. Before you keep going on, and excuse me for saying this, but before you keep going on paddling it, because that's what you sound like.
I'm a newsman working here, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired attorney, sir.
You're a retired attorney? And you tell me I'm back here in New York paddling it, huh? Because I happen to understand the focus of a news story, and that the people of the East are interested, the people of the East. And it's so very few times do we hear that term. We hear about men of the West. We heard that during the entire Fellowship of the Rings, didn't we? Well, didn't we?
Oh, would you get serious?
What is he talking about, Fellowship of the Rings? I'm talking
about the men of the West. Do you remember that?
Are you getting... You know something? You need to lay down, man. We're not talking about Tolkien and The Hobbit and...
I'm not talking about The Hobbit either. I'm just simply saying the relative value of West versus East. Okay?
If that's the case, from what I understand, the East was looked down upon as a place of Mongol hordes. Mongol horde.
Mongrel hordes.
Mongrel hordes, yes.
No, I don't think they're mongrel hordes. Not in New York City.
Well, so here we get back to what you're talking about. We get back to this idea that... I don't know how we got off on Lord of the Rings.
Me neither. But I think the guy you got with this guy is one of these fruits.
Huh? What do you mean, fruit?
I think you ought to be writing kid stories or something. I don't think you should be reporting on anything.
What qualifies you, sir?
Hold on. I'm going to take control of this. Hold on.
What qualifies this man?
Hold on. I'm taking control.
Oh, you're taking control, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking control, and that means I may hang up on both of you. Now, I don't care about Lord of the Rings. I don't know how we got off on that, okay?
I mentioned Men of the West.
That's fine. That's got nothing to do with anything, Men of the West. We're talking about the hurricane and the fact that you yourself have said it is very important to make sure that we report adequately on how New York is doing. I agree. Would you agree with that, Harvey?
Yes, of course I agree with it, that you... Of course I...
I can't sit here and listen to that man gagging up whatever. He's gagging up... Oh, God.
I happen to have a phlegm situation... And I have to cut. I've got to reload. And
what do you mean reload?
I have to hock up a phlegm ball and then reload. That's the.
What does that mean?
That's what my doctor calls it.
Reload?
Yes.
Oh my God! Is it sexual?
You know what? I ought to come through the phone and beat you to death just for that.
All right, let's just forget about the fact that the gentleman's having a health issue. I want to stick to the point. Are you saying, Don? That, and I believe you are, that it is acceptable to lie to people in order to report and keep the story focused on New York.
I am saying that the consumer out there expects some lying, insofar as we want to make sure that we don't encourage the enemies of this country by saying that New York is in very, very bad straits. New York is having a very tough time of it. New York, you know, has had a lot of fatalities. New York has got a lot of flooding. New York has this and New York has that. That encourages the Al-Qaeda and Al... You know, I used to call them Al-Kaline because I could never remember the name of it. But as a newsman, you use that kind of shorthand. So we would say Al-Kaline.
And what has Al-Kaline got to do with it?
It's not Al-Kaline doesn't have anything to do with it.
It's a nickname for Al-Qaeda?
Yes, because if I couldn't remember Al-Qaeda, I'd say Al-Kaline. So in the newsroom, we say if Al-Kaline visits.
What do you mean Al-Kaline? He played for the Tigers.
He's talking about a shorthand of some kind for Al-Qaeda. Is that it?
For the third time, yes!
Oh, boy, buddy, you got to get in and have something looked at.
Oh, really? What's that?
I don't know. I think you've got something wedged.
Oh, so the two of you are tag-teaming again with the Laughs. Is that the music? That means this is the end of the hour.
Yes, it is.
Thank God.
Well, thank God, too. World-famous Phil Hendry show.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Harvey. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry show, 877-876-PHIL.
God, man. Phil Hendry.